we present Night Class, a play for radio by Gwyneth Jones.
Paper, it's all in bits. Has the baby had it?
Well, she had to have something.
Oh. Well, did she eat the sports page?
I shouldn't be surprised. I don't see it on my coat.
Oh.
Geoffrey, turn that thing down.
You going out?
No, I am. It's Wednesday.
Oh, I. Oh, Manchester United out of luck. Well, you sound in a good way with yourself tonight.
I am.
I like to hear you sing. You ought to go out more.
And you'd stay with the kids.
I could get Mother to come over.
Oh, I'd rather stay in. Thought I asked you to draw the curtains.
Oh, aye.
Oh, don't bother. I'll do it myself. Just look at all those lights on the skyline. It's like Piccadilly Circus up there now.
Aye.
New school. It's like a palace.
Looks more to me like a glorified laundry, all that glass.
It's very nice. Be amazed the folks that go there, Joe. There must be 300 every night.
Many is that?
There's classes in everything you can think of. Flower arranging, metalwork, cookery. You'd be surprised the things they turn out.
I bet I would.
Why don't you do something, Joe?
Me? What for?
Well, it's a way of expressing yourself.
And what am I supposed to express? With a couple of pansies and a bent twig? Oh,
there you go again. Making fun of things you don't understand.
Oh, sorry, love. It's just not my cup of tea.
Well, there's motor car maintenance.
I haven't got a car.
Well, we might have someday.
It's 22.
I know. Oh, you just don't seem to be interested in anything at all.
Don't keep him waiting.
Doesn't mind.
Putting a new hat on, then.
And why not?
Well, just to go up to school.
Well, more people will see it there than in 6 months at home.
It'll get wet.
Not from here to the corner. He's got a new car. A yellow one, big as a bus.
Aye, seen it.
Changes it every year. Every year, mind.
Well, I expect he gets it off the income tax.
Sure, the profit there must be in fish. You see my umbrella?
Hmm? Aye, over there. Well, it's very good of him. That thing will eat petrol.
Oh, he can afford it.
Oh, that'll be Colin.
What's he come for?
To watch the fight.
Don't you think you two... Geoffrey, how long are you going to sit there looking at that rubbish? Haven't you got any homework?
Evening.
Oh, hello, Colin. What's it like out?
Nippy. Shouldn't be surprised if it turned to frost.
Aye, come and sit with the fire.
What time's fight on?
7:30.
Honestly, what pleasure you can get sitting there watching two men bash each other about.
It's 10 to 7, love.
It's disgusting. Downright disgusting. You ought to be coming with me.
What would we do up there?
Oh, anything. There's bookkeeping and basketry and Russian.
That'll come in handy.
Philosophy and economics. That's an extramural course.
A what?
It means outside the walls.
Oh.
Education doesn't end at 15, you know. Education should go on all through life.
Why?
Well, it makes you a more interesting person.
Why,
you needn't smirk at each other like that. It helps you to develop your latent potentialities.
Oh, sure.
Unless, of course, you want to turn into cabbages.
Ah, that's right.
Shut the door behind you, love.
Oh. Now, keep an eye on baby. Don't forget she's there.
No.
Make Colin a cup of tea if I'm not back.
Right.
And Geoffrey, see you don't stay up later than 8. 8 o'clock sharp now. Dear? Honestly, he might be stuffed. Joe, see he gets milk for his supper and not lemonade.
Aye.
And there's some cake in a tin in the pantry. I'm going now. And don't use all the coal. I want some for morning.
All right.
And if you do use all the coal, bring some more in.
Oh, dear. That's what I like about women. So peaceful when they've gone.
I read the same. Never knew two sisters more alike.
Mine's worse.
Ah, there's not much in it. Got the opener?
Aye.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't fancy walking up there on a night like this.
She doesn't. Ted Benson gives her and Mrs. Harris a lift.
Benson? What's he go for?
Politics, economics and philosophy.
Oh, blimmin' heck.
Pull the chair up.
What's on now?
Western.
Well, the horses are always worth watching. I love a good horse, you know. Me, Feather kept one once.
For riding?
No, pull his milk float. Well, it wasn't exactly horse, more of a pony-like. Aye, black and white it was. Hey, you got too much contrast.
Here, son, nip out and get yourself some lemonade and I'll make you a bit of shandy, eh?
And don't tell your mother!
Well, I don't like to see the kid sitting there with nothing.
No.
Where's Edna tonight?
Out.
Where at?
Bingo.
Oh. Hey, yon thin chap, he's just like my foreman. Oh. What's it cost her?
Who?
Edna.
Oh, I don't ask.
Ah.
What's Audrey do up there?
Pottery making.
But you can buy them in the market.
Not the kind she makes. That's one over there.
Eh? Oh. Is it meant to look like that?
That's what I said. We didn't speak for a week. It's contemporary.
Oh, well, as long as she enjoys it.
Oh, she's dead keen. Wouldn't miss her Wednesday nights.
How long's she been at it?
2 years. Mm. Can't see what the tracks is myself. Still everyone's the taste.
Ah, that's right.
Come on, sup up. I've got reinforcements.
You think it's all right, Ted?
What?
Always parking in the same spot.
Oh, it's a very quiet road. Anyway, nobody will be out on a night like this.
No.
You're warm enough.
It's cosy in here.
Yeah, let's have a cigarette.
We can't stop long. It's nearly 10.
I'm sorry I was late. Next time I'll come out.
Just listen to the rain. I like the sound of rain at night.
So do I. Come here.
This isn't very wise.
Well, there's time enough to be wise when you're old.
Don't talk about that. Are you happy, Ted?
Well, I suppose so. I've never thought about it. Why?
I don't know.
I'm strong as a horse. I can afford what I want, and I've got friends. Yes, I do all right.
And Amy?
She doesn't interfere.
What does that mean?
She goes her way, and I go mine.
And is that how you want it?
Well, it's how I've got it.
Well, when you married her, were you... Oh, never mind.
Was I in love, you mean? I was attracted, that's enough, isn't it?
Is it?
Love. Love's for women.
Oh, there's not so much difference.
That's what you think. Come here.
Now, that's enough.
And what about you and Joe?
Joe's all right.
Only all right?
Oh, he's a decent little chap. He doesn't impress you right off, but... He's kind and good-tempered, and when you have to live with somebody day and night, oh, you know.
Yes.
And he's lovely with the children. It's a pleasure to watch him with them.
Oh, you know, they're grandkids.
Marriage is funny, isn't it?
Yes.
I always had to stand on my own feet. When I got married, I thought, smashing. I've got somebody to lean on at last. And then I found it he wanted to do the leaning. Sometimes I feel I've got 3 children, not 2. His mother, you know. She never let him do a thing for himself.
I can imagine.
Well, I try to make him make the decisions, but he won't. He's so cheerful about it, you can't get mad. I married too young, that was the trouble.
I'm sorry.
Why? Oh, I shouldn't be talking like this. Joe's all right. He's kind, and it's something to know somebody cares for you.
But a man should be a man. Oh, Audrey...
Hey, it's 10 o'clock. Hadn't we better push on?
Oh, all right. Hey, when am I going to get that ashtray you promised me?
Soon.
You'll be coming next Wednesday?
Of course.
I look forward to Wednesday night.
Me too.
Especially since that Mrs. Harris stopped coming.
But why didn't you tell me Mrs. Harris had given up going?
Well, it's only just lately. Don't talk so loud. You're waking the children.
Well, Ron said she hadn't joined this season.
Now, don't start again.
It's the principle of the thing. Oh,
principle?
Well, you not telling me. Felt a proper Charlie asking Ron how his wife was doing with her pots and her not been near for 6 months. No wonder he gave me a funny look.
He's got a funny look. Did you switch the blanket off?
If I hadn't met him, I still wouldn't have known.
What the hell does it matter?
All I want to know is, why didn't you tell me Mrs. Harris wasn't going and it was only you Benson was taking?
All right. If you must know, I didn't tell you because I thought you might object. And it's a long walk up there on a wet night.
Oh. Well, I don't like it.
No, I thought you wouldn't.
Well, can't you find some other way?
No. What's your objection to me going with Ted?
Oh. You call him Ted now?
Everybody does.
Well, he's got a funny reputation.
What kind?
Always after the girls, you know.
What girls?
Well, Brannan's for one.
No, I never heard.
Well, it was before you came. She left town in a hurry and they said it was him.
I don't believe it. And I'm surprised at you repeating nasty gossip like that.
Well, of course you can't be sure. Not with her kind.
No, you can't. And I'll tell you something. Just between you and me, I think there's something wrong with him. I think he can't have any children.
What?
Oh, he blames her, but I think it's really him.
Well, I wouldn't have thought that.
Well, you won't tell anyone, will you? It's very personal, and it wouldn't be nice.
No, of course not. Hey, that was a bit intimate, wasn't it? How'd he come to tell you a thing like that?
He didn't tell me.
Then how do you know?
I guessed.
Oh. I still don't like the idea of you and him alone.
Oh.
Another cup of tea, Mum?
No. Well...
Don't go yet. Stay a bit longer and see Audrey.
It's getting late.
She'll be sorry she missed you.
Mm.
You don't come that often.
No.
You sure you won't have another cuppa?
No, thank you.
Well, she can't be long now.
What time does the class finish?
About 9:30.
It's just gone 10.
Oh, well, they don't always stop dead on time.
Why?
Sometimes they stay to finish things off.
What things?
Pots. They have to put them in an oven and bake them.
Oh. Couldn't she have gone in for something more useful? Cookery, for instance.
Well, if she gets enough of that at home.
A dressmaking.
She don't like sewing.
Pots. I don't see any point in it.
Well, does there have to be a point in everything you do?
If you're rational.
Oh, it's just a night out. Audrey says there's 300 of them go.
Pity they've nothing better to do.
Well, it's a change. Weren't you stuck in the house all day?
When I was a young married woman, I never wanted a night out, with or without my husband.
Times have changed.
So it seems. Fetch me my coat.
Oh, I'll see you home.
You'll do nothing of the kind. I'll get the bus at the corner.
Oh, but, Mum,
it's only a twopenny ride. You stay in and look after that cough.
I haven't got a cough.
Of course you have. And you look that thin and pale. Are you sure you're getting enough to eat, Joe?
Oh, I get my dinner at the canteen.
Oh, well, that's something.
And another when I get home. I had two chops tonight.
I don't like those dark rings round your eyes. You work far too hard. It's all that overtime.
I haven't done any for 6 weeks.
And all the jobs she keeps finding for you around the house.
Oh, I enjoy doing them. I like the place to look nice.
That bathroom of yours has had more coats of paint already than mine has had in 40 years. No wonder you look nervy.
Me?
She's never done want it. Why couldn't you have married some nice local girl?
Yeah, no, Mum.
Well, you've made your bed and I...
That's right.
How does she get back?
Ted Benson gives her a lift in his car.
Who else does he bring?
Nobody.
Do you think that's wise?
What do you mean?
Well, you know what they say about him.
Oh, they'll say anything.
I never knew smoke without a fire. You shouldn't allow it.
It's all right.
She ought to think of you. Eh, well, but she would go and marry a southerner.
Now, Luke, Audrey left London when she was 10, and she hasn't been back since.
Ah, but it's them. Everybody knows.
What? What's wrong with Londoners?
They're light.
Not our Audrey.
Well, I hope you're right.
Why? Has somebody been saying something?
No, but they soon will. I believe in stopping that kind of thing before it gets started.
What kind of thing?
You know what I mean. She's quite attractive, after a fashion. And he doesn't get on with his wife. Put the two of them together and it stands to reason.
Oh, you're old-fashioned, Mum.
Maybe I am. But nature's a bit old-fashioned, too.
Now, Luke, it takes 5 minutes. 5 minutes only to come back from the school. What could happen?
Aye. If they do come straight back. Oh, well, of course, it's no business of mine. And now I'm going.
Are you suggesting things aren't what they ought to be?
We will not discuss it any further. You conduct your life as you think fit, and I'll conduct mine.
Oh, well, I'll come with you.
And I am perfectly capable of seeing myself to the bus.
But, ma'am...
And where do you think you've been?
I went to meet you.
To meet me? Why?
Just thought I would.
Well, that was a daft thing to do. You know I always get a lift.
Well, it's a fine night. I thought you might like to walk back with me.
Not on your life.
Oh, you'd rather ride with him.
I'd rather ride with anybody. These shoes cripple me. Well, how far did you get?
All the way.
Well, it's a nice thought, but don't have it again.
Audrey?
Well?
I didn't meet the car.
Oh?
I went straight there, and I never saw a sign of you.
Oh.
Somebody told me you'd left. Which way did you go?
Who did you ask?
I don't know. Somebody. Why didn't you come straight home?
Have you had any supper?
Ma'am?
Ah, that explains it.
Explains what? Where did you go?
I'm not in the dock, you know.
You're being damned awkward.
Maybe I am. But I don't like your mother coming here putting nasty ideas in your head.
She didn't. It was my own idea to come.
Funny you never thought of it before.
Look, all I want's a plain answer.
Well, you're not likely to get it.
Why?
Because I don't feel like it.
Oh, be reasonable.
I will not. It was good as suggested I'm misbehaving myself with Ted.
No, I'm not.
And I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Well, I only asked.
Well, what's the idea?
Just wondering where you got to, that's all.
Well, you must know, we came by the low road.
That's a funny way to come.
Because Mrs. Wren lives there and we gave her a lift.
Oh. Why didn't you tell me?
You didn't give me time. Oh, this tea's cold. Would you like another cup?
No. And I don't like you coming on with Ted Benson. I'd rather you didn't do it.
And how do you suggest I come? On the crossbar of your bike. I think I'll make another pot.
And how many more classes are there?
Only 17. We better not stay long. This car's too conspicuous.
Ah, I should have kept the black one.
Here.
What's this?
Sorry I've been so long with it.
Oh, my ashtray.
Like it?
Oh, it's grand. Me initials on it, too. Oh, you're a clever little thing.
I did it in grey and white, so it'll go with anything.
So it will. You've got lovely taste.
Where'll you put it?
I'll keep it by me bed.
What will Amy say?
She has another room.
Oh.
Oh, and I've got something for you.
Oh, but Ted...
Oh, just a little present.
Oh, really? You shouldn't. Oh, compact. Oh, Ted, I can't take that.
Why not?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Oh, go on.
No, I'm not having it. Thank you all the same.
Well, what am I going to do with it?
Give it to somebody else.
There's nobody else I want to give it to.
I'm sorry, Ted.
So am I. It'd give me so much pleasure to give things to you. Look, I'm going to pop it in your handbag.
Oh, but no.
You can throw it away if you like. There.
You are persistent. Well, thanks. Thanks a lot. How is Amy?
Oh, she's always ailing. First it's her heart, and then her stomach, and then her legs. If you stick to one thing, you might take it seriously, but as it is...
You don't take it seriously.
She hasn't enough to do. She just sits there thinking about herself.
No, you sound as though you don't like her very much.
Well, I don't.
Oh, Ted, that's an awful thing to say.
It's the truth. I never felt like I feel about you.
Oh?
Audrey, I think I've fallen for you badly.
Really?
I keep thinking about you all day.
Me all day?
Don't laugh at me, you little...
And that's enough of that.
What?
I think that hand would be better on the wheel.
Oh, I never know where I am with you.
It's just as well. We better go on. I always feel that somebody might be watching.
Oh.
Well, what do you think, eh? What do you think?
Oh, happen they're just good friends.
Well, good friends or not, she's my wife and I won't have it.
How will you stop it?
I don't know. Do you think your Edna would have a word with her?
Ooh, I doubt it. Oh, I could ask her.
Oh, I wish you would. Got me beat.
Hey, you haven't been neglecting her?
Oh, good Lord, no.
Did you go out much?
Oh, just one night a week at Mum's and a couple of nights at the Crown.
At all?
Well, maybe an odd night or two for a darts match. We didn't expect to do so well. And United on Saturdays. Well, it's not unreasonable, is it?
Oh, I shouldn't think so, no.
Well, anyway, you know what they say. Nothing like a little healthy neglect.
Yeah, nit. That isn't wives. That's kids.
Oh. Oh, something seems to have got into her lately.
In what way?
Sort of restless, wanting things changed. She wants me to pull my shed down.
Oh, no. Not your shed.
My shed?
What for?
Says it's an eyesore.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Well, like a paint, maybe, a new door.
Well, that's what I offered, but no, no, the lot has to go.
There's a cruel streak in women. I've always maintained it.
She says it spoils the outlook from the lavatory window.
Well, who wants an outlook from a lavatory window?
I don't know. That's what she says. Didn't think it was much of a view myself.
No. No, there's a... there's something behind this.
Seems to have got a knife into that shed properly.
You know what I think, Joe? It's psychological. That shed, see? That shed's a symbol of summit.
Huh?
Aye, it represents your independence from her.
The what?
It's the last place you have you can call your own. So don't you part with it unless you absolutely have to.
Oh, I don't intend to. And another thing, she keeps on at me to buy a car.
Well?
Well, as I pointed out, it's not only the petrol, it's the standing expenses.
And what's she say to that?
Says I'm making excuses because I don't want to buy one.
And don't you?
No.
Oh, very difficult. Very difficult.
Well, now this lot.
Aye, Benson, you mean.
Well, what does she want? Holy damn it, when a woman's been married for 12 years, got an husband and two kids, she's got all that's coming to her. Well, ain't she?
Aye.
I mean, I'm perfectly satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a flutter myself.
Eh?
Is that little blonde that's packing the
thing? Hey, no, easy, easy on.
I could, you know.
You do and you've had it. You'll play right into her hands.
Well, I don't see why.
Well, that's all she needs to feel justified.
Well, what about me feeling justified?
Well,
what am I supposed to do? Sit down and say that while he breaks up my home?
You're taking this too seriously. Here, suppose it had been you and that little blonde.
Oh, that's different.
Is it?
Well, that would be just... Well, it wouldn't be serious.
Exactly.
But women can't play around like men.
Can't they?
It's not their nature.
Look, I know it isn't their nature, and you know it isn't their nature, but do they know?
You've got some funny ideas, haven't
you? Well, I'm just trying to be fair.
Well, stop it.
Well, now, well, there's several things you could do.
Such as?
Well, you could go and see Benson. Tell him he won't have it. Tell him he's got to leave your wife alone, or else.
Or else what?
Well, you'll give him a belting.
He's bigger than me.
Oh, aye. Well, tell him you'll see your solicitor. You'll sue him for alienating your wife's affections.
Aye, and he says he'll see his. He can't afford it, anyway.
No. Well, appeal to a better nature.
Don't think she's got one.
Now, there's only one thing you can do.
What?
Play him at his own game. Be extra nice to her.
She'll think that's odd.
Oh, you could buy a few flowers.
What kind?
Anything, it doesn't matter.
What's cheapest?
Cheapest? Anemones.
How many?
Oh, look, do you want me to go and buy the blasted things for you?
No need to get excited.
Well, I've got problems of my own, you know.
Oh, you don't mean you're Edna?
Oh, no, no. No, she wants a mink cravat for Christmas.
What the hell's that?
Well, it's a scratty bit of fur, and you tie it on like that. On it goes inside your collar, not out.
Oh, sounds tittly.
Aye, not tittle, it's worrying me, it's price.
Oh, aye. Set you back a bit,
well,
that
don't look so blooming cheerful. Matter of fact, she's found one for £10.
Bad enough.
I was hoping to get away with my usual pair of nylons.
I'm down for a compact. Hey, is that the car?
Hey, no, no, mind what you say. You'll push her further and she's any thought of going.
Aye, I won't say a word.
That's right. Play it cool.
Right.
Or she'll turn stubborn, and when a woman turns stubborn...
Are you telling me?
And what's the matter with you two? Have you been up to something?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, you've got a shifty look.
Have a nice time.
I don't go for a nice time. It's very hard work.
Oh.
But I did.
Many there, love?
Oh, the usual. How's Edna?
Champion.
She like a new job?
Oh, all right, only, well, they wanted to do the late shift alternate weeks. She's not keen, you know. Coming home on the last bus.
No. You know, I don't think I like this act.
Huh?
Have you seen the comb?
What's that?
What?
You got it in your handbag?
Oh, just a new compact. My old one's broke.
Well, what's the idea of that? When I'm buying you one for Christmas.
Oh, are you? I forgot.
You asked me for it.
I don't remember.
Come off it. You bloody well know you did. Where did you get that?
Well, actually, Ted gave it to me.
What?
Well, I made him an ashtray because he'd been so kind, and he evidently felt he had to give me something in return. He's like that. I told him I didn't want anything, but he must have popped it in my bag when I wasn't looking.
Well, of all the...
So now you needn't buy me one. Is the kettle on?
Hey, you come back. What's the idea? Accepting presents from that great...
Do you mind?
Well, of course I mind.
I believe you're jealous.
No, not. But why should he give you a present?
Well, I've just told you.
I wasn't born yesterday.
You're making yourself ridiculous.
What did you have to do to get that?
Hey, Joe.
You ought to be ashamed. In front of Colin, too.
In front of... I like that. I
don't know what's come over him. Have you been drinking?
No, I have not.
Then there's no excuse. Embarrassing everybody.
Now, look.
You're behaving very badly.
I am.
I'll talk to you when you're more reasonable.
But, skip. You see? How's that for a tall story?
I've heard taller.
Presents, eh? Was it going to stop?
Well, do you think you aren't being a bit,
Don't you start.
I mean, to be fair...
This has gone far enough. Benson's not playing fast to lose with my wife.
No, it's feasible.
I'll have it. I won't. Put my foot down.
Now, be careful, Joe. You'll precipitate something.
I don't care.
Proceed with caution.
Caution be damned. I'll knock his block off.
No, Joe.
I will. I'll go round tomorrow night and I'll knock his block off.
Four fish cakes and a bit of fresh haddock. Will that be all, madam? Right, 3 and 7, thank you. Oh, hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm all right.
Been a nice day, hasn't it, for the time of year, more like spring. Oh, been buying flowers.
I'd like a word with you.
Certainly. What about? I'm closing now. I'll just bring that trestle in. Take hold of that end, will you?
What?
My father ruptured himself carrying one of these things.
Oh.
If you wouldn't mind just giving me a hand, like.
Oh, all right.
Right. Gee, this is where you begin to realise you aren't as young as you used to be. Because my stomach, you know, gives me hell at times. But we've all got our troubles, and I expect you have yours. Well, how are you, Joe?
Oh, all right.
And how's Mrs. Joe?
Yes. Well, that's what I wanted to see you about.
Oh.
You giving her a lift.
Oh, that's all right, Joe. Don't mind at all. It's only a couple of minutes out of my way.
Yes.
Now,
don't
mention it. It's a pleasure any time. Oh, did you know I got my wife in hospital?
No.
That's another thing. I'm having to look after myself.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
Cold house, no food. But she couldn't help it, of course.
Why, what happened?
Slipped on a patch of ice in the yard.
Not serious, is it?
I don't think so, no. They took her in for x-ray.
Oh, sorry about that.
What time is it?
Oh, I make it 10 to.
Ooh, have to get a move on, 7 o'clock's visiting time. I meant to get her something, but I just haven't had the chance.
Do you think she'd like a few flowers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Joe, you don't mean...
Here, with my best wishes.
Now that is nice of you. She will be pleased.
And I hope she's better soon.
So do I. Well, I have to lock up now, so if you don't mind.
Oh, no, I was just...
It's the time, you know. Yes. Cheerio, and thanks for the flowers.
Oh, it's nothing.
Anything I can do for you, any time.
No.
Oh, tell your wife I'll be there on Wednesday. Usual time, usual place.
You're late? Where you been?
We had a fault.
Did it take you 2 hours to find it? What do you think your dinner will be like?
All right.
What a day I've had.
So have I.
You ought to be at home with baby. She just drives me up her old ball.
It never gives me any trouble.
Oh, no, she acts like a devil all day. And as soon as you appear, she's as sweet as honey.
Hi, takes after her mother. She likes the men.
And what do you mean by that?
I'm tired. Where's my dinner?
In the oven. Can't stop.
Why? Where are you going?
To my pottery class.
With them?
Of course.
After what I said?
Look, it wasn't reasonable. This is the only night out I get.
Well, I don't get so blooming many.
Well, I'm not going to walk up. If you buy a car...
We can't afford a car.
Why not?
Our Desmond bought one for £40. He makes some new parts of his works, and they've been all over England, in it.
So you said.
And if our Desmond can do it...
Oh, for...
But you won't do a thing to please me.
I do.
You won't even get rid of that mucky old shed. I'm damn sick of it.
That shed stays. And if I hear another word about you, Desmond...
Oh, what's the matter with you tonight?
Don't like the kind of jokes the lads are making.
If I know that lot.
Sniggering when I turn my back.
You're too touchy.
And having to pretend I didn't hear.
Joe, if you're not careful, you'll be getting delusions.
Is it a delusion that you park for half an hour on the way back?
Who said that?
Never mind. Is it true?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, we had things to discuss.
What things?
Well, if you must know, he's not very happy. His wife's being difficult. I was just giving him some advice.
And what advice was that?
It was confidential.
So, you've confidences with another man you can't share with your husband?
Now you're just being awkward. You said yourself you felt sorry for him.
That was last week. Do you always park?
And what if we do? If it had been you and one of those blonde bits in tight pants you work with, I'd have been expected to understand.
But
what they call being adult.
You're a wife and mother.
And now I want to be me.
All right. That's the way it is. Leave us. Go on, leave us.
Don't be silly.
I wouldn't have thought you could be so heartless, but go on.
Look, I'll get mad in a minute.
Me and the kids. We'll manage.
You don't think for a minute I'd leave Jeff and baby?
Oh, you wouldn't?
I'd take them with me.
What?
If I were going.
Yes, but
you're making the prospect seem more attractive every minute.
Ah, there. You've admitted it.
Admitted what?
That you're attracted.
Oh, you're asking for your notice, my lad.
Well, you can't get rid of me as easy as that.
Have you seen me bag?
Oh, I've had enough of it.
It was on here.
You're not to go with him, do you hear?
Oh, don't be silly.
I say you're not to go.
But I'm going.
I forbid it.
So I hear.
You are not to go.
You don't own me.
If you go out of this house...
Oh, just look at that time.
You will regret it.
Out of me way, I'm late.
I'll do something.
Cheerio. When you're taking dinner out of the oven, don't forget to turn the gaff off.
You'll be sorry. You'll be sorry.
Stop here, Ted.
Why?
Well, just because.
Oh, all right. Here, there's a car outside your house.
It must be next door.
No, it isn't. Look, there's a chap coming out.
Here. I wonder who it is.
I should know that car.
Well, Joe didn't send
it. It looks as if Joe's been having a party. All the lights on, the windows open.
I don't like this. Let me out.
Here, watch your eye.
This damn door.
You press it down. Here, let me.
Thanks, Ted.
See you next week.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, Gran. What are you doing?
Not before time. It's all right now. Go on, Geoffrey. Be a good boy and go back to bed. That's right.
But what's happened? Is it baby?
No.
Where's Joe?
In the bedroom.
He's not...
No. No thanks to you.
But what happened? Has he had an accident?
Well, you may call it that. He tried to gas himself.
Oh, no.
He went into the kitchen and turned all the taps off.
He didn't. Not Joe.
He did.
But why?
Because of you and your carryings on.
Joe? Is he all right?
Yes. Fortunately, I arrived in time.
Is he still unconscious?
He came round long enough to speak to us. The doctor's been and given him a sedative.
It's
just
funny.
Just let him sleep, he said. Sleep till morning. 3 days in bed and no smoking.
But didn't he think of the children?
He did. He bolted the kitchen door.
And how did you get in?
I came round the back.
I can't believe it. It's not like him.
Lucky thing I happened to look in tonight.
Did he know you were coming?
No.
Why should he?
That I should have thought was obvious. What he's had to put up with.
What do you mean by that?
And he was always sensitive, even as a little lad. But I never thought to see him in this state.
What state?
If only he'd come to me. Oh, well, now you've chosen to come home, I suppose I can go.
I'd like to know what you mean.
I am not discussing it.
No, I think you've said enough.
All the same. I'm glad I haven't you a conscience tonight.
Oh,
Good night!
Good night! show. Come on, wake up. I saw you opening an eye.
Hey? What? Oh, where am I?
The usual place. What's been going on here?
Oh, Audrey.
Well?
Didn't they tell you?
I want your version.
I don't remember. I don't feel very well.
I'm not surprised. Silly idea, wasn't it?
I suppose it was.
Well, what's it all about?
Well,
I'm waiting.
Got to thinking about you and him, and something just came over me.
Oh.
I thought, if I was standing in your way...
But you're not.
Oh. Well, I thought maybe I was.
No.
Oh. Can I have a cigarette?
No.
Never expected Mum to walk in. Thought it'd be you.
Funny she should turn up tonight.
If I'd known...
If you'd known what?
Oh, I don't know. I'm still confused.
You're confused, all right, my lad. What did the doctor say?
Well, I've got to stay in bed, because I've got nervous exhaustion.
Oh.
Just a temporary collapse.
Is that so?
Yes, and if I stay in bed for 3 days, I should be quite all right.
That's a pity. You'll miss your darts match.
Oh. Well, maybe I'll be feeling a bit stronger by Friday.
3 days, he said.
Oh, but they can't manage without me. My treble 20s.
Well, they'll just have to, won't they?
You're heartless.
You don't care. You probably wish I'd died. Then you could have asked him in the house.
Now, look, chump. You don't fool me. Whatever else you may or you may not be, you're a damn good organiser. And if you'd really meant to do that, you'd have made a proper job of it.
Oh.
I know you, my lad. And this time you've gone too far.
Well, it won't happen again.
You better hadn't. You had me really frightened for a minute.
Hey, were you? Really?
And you needn't look so pleased. Because let me tell you, I take a very poor view of this.
Well, it was just...
It was a really nasty trick.
Yeah, I just wanted
Trying to make me feel guilty, I know.
All right, what if I was...
There's a word for that. Emotional blackmail.
Oh, that's two words.
And I'm not standing for it. You behave very badly, Joe.
I am.
And it'll take me a long time to get over it. Lift.
Huh?
Get off me nighty.
Oh.
You can have the bed to yourself. I'm going in with Geoffrey.
What?
And I hope you're in a better frame of mind in the morning. Happy to see you, Joe. All right, Colin, go on in.
Oh, it's you.
Hello.
What do you want?
How are you feeling, Joe?
All right. Shut that door. Eh? Come here and sit down.
Right.
Have you heard any talk about my wife and Ted Benson?
Well, nothing worth mentioning.
You have?
What do you mean?
Oh, we had a do about it, and I put my foot down.
Did you?
Aye. I said she hadn't to go in his car any more, or else.
And so?
She went.
Ah, a delicate situation.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have committed yourself so far, I mean, or else...
I know.
So it was just to...
Aye, to give her a scare.
Oh.
But it was me that got the scare. When our old girl walked in, she let out such a squawk. I thought I'd been sent for.
I bet you did.
Mucked it up proper. Well, that's it.
What you might call bringing moral pressure to bear. Did it have any effect on Audrey?
It did.
Ah.
She's moved into the back bedroom.
What?
I have to sleep by myself.
How long for?
I don't know.
I don't like that.
You don't?
Things is getting serious.
Well, you can say that again.
If you don't mind me saying so, Joe, seeing as it's all in the family, your Audrey's got a bit too much you-know-what, and Edna thinks so too.
Oh, does she?
Oh, very nice, up to a point, but after that, well, that's your problem.
Well, what's she want to bother with him for, when she's got me to come home to?
Aye.
I don't much like the way you say that.
Well...
What's wrong with me?
Nothing, nothing.
I've been a damn good husband, I have. Well, no, I'm not a dazzling attraction, but I'm all right. I'm always cheerful, not mean or moody. Anything she wants, she can have.
I know. I think you're a very fine husband, Joe.
Well, then.
But I'm not married to you.
Oh.
And my advice to you is, apologise.
What for? I've done nothing. It's her.
Never mind. You apologise.
Why should I when I'm in the right?
You can be right till you're black in the face, but it won't get you anywhere.
It's not fair.
So what? It's the price you've got to pay for peace in the home. Here, say you're sorry for upsetting her.
She wasn't upset.
And for not being more understanding.
What about?
You keep it vague.
You talk as if I'm any rights at all.
You haven't. Not now.
But damn it, I'm her husband.
It's the fact, lad, she's got a better offer.
What do you mean, better?
Oh, nothing personal-like.
Go on, let's have it. What's he got that I haven't? Go on, tell me.
Well, for one thing, a flipping big car.
Oh. Oh, is that all?
Well, of course, he's big made, you know, and women like a man with a bit of beef on him. He's not bad-looking, in an Italian sort of way. He's a natty dresser, too. His suits always look brand new. So they should at 30 quid apiece.
I thought you came in here to cheer me up.
I did.
Well, you're not.
It's no good hiding from the facts. And the more I think of it, by and large, and taking everything into consideration, if you're not careful, Joe, you've had it.
Give me the pants. What? The pants. I'm going to work.
You're warm enough.
Yes. Oh, it's a lovely car.
I'm thinking of changing it.
Wish we could buy it.
Couldn't you?
Not in 1990 years.
You go well with it.
I go well with a mixed toll too, but I don't see me getting it.
You never know.
Nights are getting lighter.
Yes, spring's coming.
Only four more nights to go.
I used to look forward to the summer, but not now.
Why not?
Because I can't see you. I've 6 months to wait. 20 minutes once a week, that's all. But it was something to look forward to. Do you look forward to it too, Audrey?
Yes. It's funny to think 2 years ago, you were just somebody on the other side of a counter.
And now, what am I now? You do like me, don't you, Audrey?
You know I do.
I'd do anything for you, anything.
That's nice.
I love you. Like I've never loved anybody. Seeing you just for 20 minutes once a week, it's a mockery of living.
Oh, Ted.
Look, I've got to know. Audrey, what about you?
Well, aren't you forgetting something?
What?
I've got a husband.
Oh, I couldn't forget that. The way you look, you could have married anyone. It had to be that fellow. Some folks have all the
luck. What have you got against Joe? Well,
nothing, except... Look, if it had been me you'd met at that holiday camp, would it have been me?
Now, you shouldn't ask that.
Why not? If you'd your time over... Would you marry him?
Oh, who knows what any of us would do?
Then you wouldn't. Why did you marry him?
Because I was frightened nobody else would ask me.
What?
Oh, I know it sounds crazy now, but at 17 you haven't much confidence. Well, I hadn't. What about you?
What?
Why did you marry Amy?
Oh, I thought she looked sexy and then I found she wasn't.
Well, they're both good enough reasons for a million other people. Why not for us?
I don't know. But they aren't, not now.
When you come to think of it, we might have done a lot worse.
Is that enough, that we haven't done worse?
Well, there's nothing we can do about it, is there?
Maybe there is. Amy's left me.
What? I thought she'd just gone to her sister's to recuperate.
She did, but she isn't coming back.
Oh, I didn't know.
Nobody does yet. She wrote and told me.
Oh, Ted, do you mind?
Well, it was a slap in the face, but maybe it's all for the best.
Yeah, but why? It wasn't anything to do with me.
Oh, no. She never liked this place.
And is it sure?
Definite. She wants a divorce.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Did she seem to be...
Oh, it was quite a friendly letter. But you can't just give up a family business.
No.
It's been on the cards for years. Anyway, that's that.
And now? What are you going to do, Ted?
That depends.
On what?
On you.
Me? But...
I can't live alone. Oh, Audrey, come away with me.
Away? Where?
Anywhere. I'll get a divorce and then when we come back I'll buy a new house and we'll get married.
Just a minute. What about Joe?
Well, what about him?
He's a decent little chap. I couldn't just...
Are you fond of him?
Yes.
And me?
Oh, I'm fond of you, too.
No more?
Perhaps a little.
I'll make it more. Just give me the chance.
Let me go. Let me go. You hurt him.
Honey, we've only one life. Do what you want with it. Joe'll find someone else. His kind always does.
Yeah, I know.
You can't knock him down for more than a minute. Nothing goes deep enough. But you... you deserve more of life. We both do.
Maybe.
We've made enough mistakes, and it isn't often you get a second chance, but we've got ours.
Have we?
What is it? Aren't I your type?
I should think you're every woman's type. You're an attractive man, Ted.
Am I?
And you know it.
And you're... Yeah, why are you smiling? Oh, Audrey, what's it? Which of us is it?
You'll be back soon. Got to sleep. There's a good lad.
Oh. Anybody at all?
Oh, come in, Colin.
Hey, you know that old three-pin plug you said you had? I think I can use it.
Oh, it's a Michelle.
Audrey, is she out?
You know she is.
At a night class. And him?
I guess so.
I've been giving a lot of thought to your problem, Joe.
Oh, aye?
There's only one thing for it. You'll have to take up something.
Take up what?
What the hell does it matter? Ballet dancing, if you like.
Are you out of your mind?
Just so long as it's on the same night. Then he'll have to give you both a lift.
Hey, brilliant. Right. That's brilliant.
Well, I've had a bit of experience with women.
What do you suggest, then?
Well, there's not a lot of choice on Wednesdays, I'm afraid. Let me see. Lampshade making? Scottish country dancing? Problems of living?
Oh, that's the one for me. I still can't think what I went wrong.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, mate. You're going to have to make yourself more agreeable.
Oh, I couldn't. Not now.
I can't say I view the prospect with enthusiasm myself.
What, you mean flowers and hand-kissing and that sort?
Like as not.
Oh, hell.
Oh, let's have a drink.
Hey, is that a car?
I think it's stopping.
Just evaporate for a few minutes, will you?
Aye, I will.
There's no need to gallop out. Aye. Just act casual, like.
Oh, aye.
Hello, Colin.
Oh, how are you?
All right. Is that the time?
In the shed, you said?
What?
That plug.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Shed. All right.
Is it cold out?
Not bad.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I had a cup of coffee just before I left.
Didn't know you could get coffee there.
Well, you couldn't, but you can now.
Oh. Well, what have you got there?
Just a vase.
Oh. Well, that's nice. You're getting good at it.
It takes 7 years to learn to do it properly.
And you have 5 to go.
I'm not going anymore.
Why not?
I'm just not going.
Oh. Oh, dear. I don't mind.
What?
Well, I know you enjoy it. I wouldn't like you to miss you one night out. In fact, I'm thinking of joining some up myself.
Why?
Well, it's like you said about not developing your potentialities.
What's come over you?
Nothing. Only I've been sitting here thinking how lucky I was to have married you.
Is that so?
I'm no good at soppy speeches, but I want you to know I still love you as much as ever I did.
You don't act that way.
How do you mean?
You won't do the littlest thing to please me.
Well, what won't I?
Well, you won't even take that nasty old shed down.
Oh. All right. It'll go.
What?
I'll get over it in time.
Well, I don't care now whether you do or not.
Oh, so that's how it is.
Joe, I've got something to tell you. It'll be a shock.
I know, I know. Well, I can understand.
Well, what are you...
Well, I don't think I'm blaming you. You've given me 12 wonderful years and nobody can take that away.
Joe!
Yeah, well, I know what I said. I was only thinking of myself. But all I really want is for you to be happy.
Will you listen?
Well, don't go worrying about it. If it's him you really want, I won't stand in your way.
Can I get a word
in? Make it easy. I want you to know, whatever you do, whatever you decide...
I'll crown you if you don't shut up.
Oh. Well?
He's asked me to go away with him.
He has?
And he's asked me to marry him.
He did?
Yes, he did.
Well, you're doing all right for yourself, won't you? Good business, nice house, posh car.
Holidays abroad, mink coat.
Yeah, yeah. And, are you going to?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm soft in the head.
Oh.
Can't you say anything but oh?
Well, you haven't left me much else to say.
You could throw the telly at me.
It's not paid for.
Oh, well, say something.
Well, are you sure? I mean, if you really love him...
Where did you get that idea?
Well, if you didn't, you wouldn't have, would you?
Wouldn't have what?
I don't know.
It isn't as simple as that.
No, no. I expect it isn't.
Human nature's funny. Well, mine is that you can care about one man and still be attracted to another.
Attracted? Oh, you mean...
I admit, I was tempted. He is an attractive man, Joe.
I suppose he is.
And he knows how to please a woman. That's impressive.
Not to mention his financial situation.
That's more impressive still.
Oh, seems he's got everything. I'm surprised you didn't go.
Everything but one. He lacks one thing. He hasn't got a heart.
What?
Oh, well, with him, I'd be just a doll to dress up and play with. Marvellous. But if I was ill, it'd be a nuisance to him. He wouldn't really worry. Not like you do.
No.
When I was old, he'd feel entitled to something a bit younger. Because he must always have the best of everything. That's Benson's law. But you do care about me personally, don't you, Joe? Or do I flatter myself?
No. Of course I do.
To know that somebody cares about you, that's the important thing. Well?
I was only thinking. I mean, if I'd satisfied you, it would never have started, would it?
Oh, I don't know. I was bored. 12 years of marriage and nothing new to look forward to. Don't you ever get bored?
Well, I can't say I do.
Oh, Joe, you're wonderful. To be content with so little.
Oh, it's not little to me. Maybe that's it. When I married, I got everything I wanted. You didn't.
I might have done worse.
You mean that? You mean you don't regret it?
No. It was nice of you to send his wife those flowers.
Oh, did he tell you?
So like you. It made me feel...
All the same, with all he's got...
Looking at him and listening to him, I used to think...
Go on, what?
He sounded so cold. I don't think he's ever cared tuppence for anybody but himself. He'd take all you have without a second thought.
Oh, I don't know.
Big, cold man in a big, cold house. So I came back to my own lad.
Hey, look, it's only got two legs.
Oh, what has?
Blog.
Oh, well, t'other one must be there somewhere. Look in junk box.
I think I'll just buy one.
I'll put the kettle on. You know, when that shed's down, it'll make a lovely sight for a garage.
How do you make out?
She's stopping.
Ah, an unqualified victory.
Not exactly. My shed has to go and I'll have to buy a car.
Oh, that's hard. That's very hard.
Well, they say the woman always pays.
By the way, Colin, Edna called this afternoon and said to tell you not to bother to meet the last bus.
Why, love?
She won't be on it. The new manager's bringing her home.
You what?
In his Jaguar.
By cracky, I'm not having that. Oh, no, I'm not having that.
Hey, where are you going?
To fetch her, if she can't go home on last bus.
You needn't worry. The chap's only 22.
That doesn't improve things. Audrey.
Well?
You don't mind. You didn't really want to go off with him. Did you? I mean, you're smiling.
No. I never had the least intention of leaving you, Joe.
Oh.
It was nice to have had the chance.
That was Night Class by Gwyneth Jones. Joe was played by Geoffrey Banks, Audrey by Joyce Adcock, Colin by Frank Poynter, and Ted by Ronald Harvey. The play was produced for the BBC by Herbert Smith.